Now to a report on the upcoming general election, a subject we will all be bombarded with in the coming months. Amy Ford reports on young people and their engagement with politics.
In the last general election, only 44% of 18 to 24-year-olds turned out to cast their vote. The fact that many would be voting for the first time did not appear to give the vast majority of younger people any true excitement in deciding who will be running the country for the next few years. In a recent interview with the Independent newspaper, Sadiq Khan, Labour MP for Tooting, argued that politicians were not spending enough time reaching out to the younger generation, precisely because they were less likely to vote. As a first-time voter this year, and as someone who has an interest in politics, I am wondering in the run-up to this year's general election if this is still the case. Are younger people still as disillusioned with politics as they have been in previous years? I spoke to Holly Blee, a recent History and Politics University graduate who now works full-time in recruitment. I asked her if she will be voting in the next general election.
I am planning to vote in the next general election. I have previously voted in council elections, but this will be my first time voting for an MP.
Would you say you are disillusioned with politics?
Yeah, I would say that I am disillusioned with politics. I feel like we're not properly being listened to by MPs, and even though I plan to vote and I do still take an active interest in politics, I do feel like as a young person my opinion isn't properly heard.
I also asked her what more could be done to get younger people interested in politics and whether this was worthwhile.
I think the main thing would probably be social media. I think that's the way that a lot of young people access their news and information these days. So I think it's important that politicians take note of that. And I know that certain politicians do have Twitter accounts, but it's usually more self-fulfilling than informative. Also, I know that there's a BBC Three programme presented by Rick Edwards, which is specifically targeted at young people. I think more things like that would go a long way to helping people into politics and with the end result of encouraging them to actually go to the ballot box and vote.
One political party that seemed to be capturing the attention of younger voters are the Green Party. A recent YouGov poll suggested their support among 18 to 24-year-olds has risen to 22%. Lucy Bannister is running as a Green Party member for Withington, Manchester, and shared her thoughts with me.
In your experience campaigning, do you think young people have become at all disillusioned with politics?
I do. When I speak to people, especially young people throughout the country, especially like around the Manchester area, people are becoming disillusioned. And I think that is because there just isn't that variation in politics that there should be. People think that all the parties are exactly the same. I think that that is true in a way. The main three parties that people see are very, very similar. Their policies are the same. There isn't that variation that there used to be.
Do you think it's important to try and get more young people interested in politics? And if so, what do you think can be done to do that?
Definitely. I mean, we're meant to live in a democracy. We're meant to all have a voice. And we're meant to all be able to influence how our country is run. People have died to allow us to be able to do that. And so I think that we need to make sure that young people realise that they have this voice and know how to exercise it. And I think that the part of that comes down to education. In state schools throughout the country, there is no political education. People don't know what left and right wing are. People don't know what the political parties stand for. And this means that young people, even when they see it on TV, don't even know what they're talking about, let alone how they would vote. And so even when they think, actually, I do want to take an interest, it's completely inaccessible to them. The public schools, the Etons of the country, you know, where they get taught a lot about politics. And that means it's accessible to those people, but not to everyday young people. It means they get blocked out. I think that it's really important that that gets put into our education system. And then they can learn that some of the parties aren't all the same. And I think that's where the Green Party did come in. We're now on 22% in terms of the polls with young people, which means we're neck and neck with Labour. We've got a lot of policies that really address some of the issues that they're interested in. This is like the living wage, action on creating jobs. More and more people are coming out of education and being told that there aren't any jobs for them. And then with that, the cost of living is rising. And I think they realise that the Green Party is addressing that in ways that Labour aren't anymore. The Green Party are also listening to young people. The other parties know that young people don't vote and therefore aren't addressing the needs of young people. Whereas the Green Party, we want to embrace young people, we want to let them know that they are being listened to and that there are people fighting for their rights.
The issue forms a vicious circle. It seems that young people are disillusioned with politics, but politicians are not choosing to engage with us because we don't matter. We, as Lucy suggests, have lost our voice in the political system, and this in response puts us off voting. Those in charge have a duty to change this, and it's refreshing to hear that a political party, such as the Green Party, are actively embracing young voters and inspiring us to find our voice in politics once again.